Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. It wouldn't be the 2021 off-season without us having some Dolphins content. They revealed their new jersey just the other day. Jury's out on that one. It has a bit of a soccer vibe to it. It is a heritage jersey, so it is based on a previous jersey, but good God, the previous jersey looked 10 times better than the one they presented the other day. It's been a bit of a mishap so far, this whole Dolphins thing. It's very interesting to watch. Wayne Bennett, he has definitely been the biggest success of the entire thing by far and away. And Wayne Bennett, he would be looking around the league right now, working out who he's going to try and bring to the Dolphins. Now, a lot of pages and everything, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, we went through some of the English players we thought could come back, some of the Aussies that are over there that would be good value. Now we're going to have a look at just value across the competition. I'm going to call this Wayne Bennett's value targets for 2023. We have brought back the clipboard. You would have previously seen it for coaches' clipboard during the season, but we are going to go through every single team, and I found a few names from each club that I think would be a handy little signing for Wayne Bennett. Are these guys stars of the league? No, they are not. These are value guys. You can go to any, you can throw a dart at a rugby league page on Instagram and find stars that they should sign. That's the easy side of things. Building a roster for the NRL from scratch, you're going to need to find a lot of value guys. You're going to need to find a lot of guys that Wayne Bennett can develop. He does this better than the vast majority of coaches. So a lot of these guys as well, they are going to be on cheaper deals. They are going to now have the opportunity to leave their clubs and go and be coached by Wayne Bennett, the greatest coach of all time, in my opinion. A big opportunity for a lot of guys. And I reckon the vast majority of fellas on this list would jump at this opportunity to go and play for Wayne Bennett. And I would guess that out of the guys I'm going to read out to you, there's about five or six from each club. Some clubs there's a few less, some clubs there's a few more. I would say that Wayne Bennett ends up with at least 10 of the guys that I'm going to read out to you over the next day or two that I think could be potential value targets. Now, a lot of these guys, they might not be in the starting team. They might be really young. They might be at a club with a heap of depth in a certain position that pushes them out. But today, we're going to kick off with the Canterbury Bulldogs, the Brisbane Broncos, the North Queensland Cowboys, and the Newcastle Knights. This is going to be our first club that we're going to go through. Some of Wayne Bennett's value targets for 2023. We'll kick off with the Canterbury Bulldogs. A heap of guys here. The list I've got written down is Beyond Iodu, Avarillo, Watson Halita, Tapine, Paul Alamonti, and Josh Cook. So a heap of young guys there with a heap of potential. Now, Beyond Iodu, I think he looks extremely talented. I'm not sure whether he's a 7 or a 9. Canterbury fans keep telling me he's a 7. Looks like a 9 to me, but I think he would be a really good guy. I think that the Dolphins are going to want to have one or two of these guys in their squad, like a bit of that Cody Nikorima sort of value player that can play 7, can play 9, can be a bit versatile. He's also got huge upside as well, and Wayne Bennett, traditionally, he tends to get the very best out of these sort of fellas with big upsides. We're talking Anthony Milfords, we're talking Cody Walkers, these sort of fellas. So Beyond Iodo, I think he'd be a really good one to grab. Jake Avarillo is another one. He's been fucked around with at Canterbury, played a few different positions. I haven't worked out the best way to use him. What Wayne Bennett does better than anyone is just allow guys to play their natural game. Avarillo, he is a natural footballer. I think he'd be another really good target. Another guy who could cover just about anywhere in your back line if you really needed him to. Personally, the only spot I wouldn't put him is probably halfback, which is the only spot where Canterbury are playing him at the moment. I think if Wayne Bennett was to make this call to Avarillo, it'd be really hard for him to knock back. Another name on here. And I'm not sure what he's actually doing next year, but I've seen him play a lot of reserve grade, and he is very talented. Watson Halita, he's played reserve grade for the Canterbury Bulldogs the last couple of years. Big, strong winger. If I had to compare him to anyone, I would say Matt Utai. Very suited to the modern game, Watson Halita. I've only seen him play. I don't really know much about him as a person, as a trainer, anything like that. But I think this is a guy you could get really good value of. He's a guy you could shove on the wing, and he would be great coming out of his own end. He would be a great finisher. He'd be hard to handle, so I think he'd be a really good target. And I think another guy with huge potential that we probably haven't seen the best out of yet, Wayne Bennett. He's the guy you want to coach these fellas. Tapine, he's another fellow, Jackson Tapine, that he is at Canterbury. They've touted him as, you know, the next big thing, the next leader of the club. If Wayne Bennett was to swoop underneath them and get a hold of him, he's a guy that can play back row, he can play lock, he can play hooker, cover a heap of positions. Good value right now, a heap of really good pedigree. I'm confident he will be a star under Bennett. He could be absolutely anything over the next few years. Tough, compromising, would set a really good standard at the club. Paul Olamotti, this is the guy that we've been talking about for a little bit. He's playing in the SG Ball at the moment. He's got high-end ability. He will be 18 or 19 in 2023. If Wayne was to get a hold of him, I think it could be anything. Not sure how he'd go being this far away from home at such a young age, but if Wayne Bennett was to get a hold of him, I think it'd be a great spot for him to land, a great spot for him to develop through as well. The last guy is Josh Cook. Now, he's a South Sydney Rabbitoh who has left the Rabbits. He has gone to the Canterbury Bulldogs. They at the moment have Jeremy Marshall-King, Biondi Otto. I'm sure they will be in the market for Brandon Smith as well. They're obviously on the market looking for nines as well. So Josh Cook's another guy that I think he could go up there. He probably wouldn't be your starting nine, but geez, you'd be a good 14 or something to have in the club. Really good pedigree, good man. Wayne Bennett has worked with him at the South Sydney Rabbitohs as well. So a guy that he's got a little bit of a connection with there as well. So Josh Cook, he's another one from Canterbury that I would consider. So from Canterbury, Biondi Otto, Avarillo, Watson Halita, Tapine, Paul Olamotti, and Josh Cook. Not limited to those guys, but those are a couple of value guys that I legitimately think Wayne would be interested in and could get his hands on. Let's move to the Brisbane Broncos. Couple of guys here. Corey Pakes is the first name I've got written down here. They've obviously got Jake Turpin up there, a couple of halves and whatnot. I think Corey Pakes could be a great get for Wayne Bennett. Another guy that could play halfback, could play hooker, would be really handy to have in this squad with high-end potential, a real X-factor sort of player. Very similar to Biondi Otto that we mentioned earlier, sort of in that Cody Nikorima kind of realm. The next man is Tyson Gamble. Now, I've got Tyson Gamble / Albert Kelly. Now, whoever wins that sixth jersey next year to partner Adam Reynolds, 2023, I think they'll be in a prime spot for Wayne Bennett to grab. If we get to round one next year and Kevin Walters has made a decision on 1-5-8, for example, if it's Albert Kelly and Tyson Gamble misses the 17 altogether and we get to round 8, 9, 10, the Broncos are going, well, Tyson Gamble isn't in this side, he's playing reserve grade, all of a sudden Wayne could swoop on him there. I think he'd be a great get. If it goes the other way and Albert Kelly's not in the side, wow, wouldn't that be a great get for Wayne Bennett to bring him into this new side, an experienced half who's not going to break the piggy bank, really good depth. So one of Tyson Gamble or Albert Kelly, one of them is going to be the winner next year. One of them, unfortunately, will be the loser. You can't put two guys in at 5'8". I think whoever is the loser out of that, they could be the winner at Redcliffe. They could end up, it could be a little blessing in disguise losing the 5'8 jersey at the Broncos, realistically. Another guy I've got written down here is TC Robarty, a guy that I really like. Back rower / middle forward. I like him more as a back rower. Real high-end potential. There's a lot of Brisbane Broncos guys there, young guys that you could go after. There's, you know, Pat Carrigan and a few others as well. But I wouldn't say they're the real value picks. I think if you were to get TC Robarty, sit down with him now, get a contract sorted for next season, 2023, I think you could get really good value out of him. I think he's got high-end potential. And the last guy, Selwyn Cobbo, he's obviously one that you could consider. Whether you're going to be able to convince Selwyn Cobbo to leave the Brisbane Broncos, I'm not too sure about that. But we have seen Wayne Bennett, obviously a guy with a huge amount of high-end potential. Wayne Bennett has proven over his time that he is the guy to get the very best out of characters like Selwyn Cobbo. We've seen what he's done with Latrell Mitchell over the last 2 years. Who do we compare Selwyn Cobbo to straight away? Latrell Mitchell. So definitely something for him to consider there. That's the guys from the Broncos: Corey Pakes, Tyson Gamble, Albert Kelly, TC Robarty, and Selwyn Cobbo. Let's move to the North Queensland Cowboys, and only a few names here. There's no one that really stuck out to me here. Obviously, guys like the Hammer and stuff, but I don't think you'll get good value for those fellas. The four names I've got: the first one is Hylam Lukey. You all know how highly I rate this guy. I've been talking about him for quite some time. He showed this season what he is capable of doing, but for me, you're only scratching the surface if Wayne Bennett is able to land a premier half in this Dolphins team, which I'm very confident he will be able to. A guy like Hylam Lukey could really come in handy. He's a guy that I legitimately think Wayne Bennett will target to bring to this club. Get a couple of experienced forwards around him, bring him through the system. In 4 or 5 years' time, he could be a real gun in this team. Reuben Cotter. Now, this is the guy that I would be targeting to wear 13 in my team, depending on what Todd Payton does. If he fucks around with Jason Taumalolo and lets him play 13 again next year and Reuben Cotter's on the bench or he's not starting at 9, I think he'd be a great get to have at this club. He could be your starting hooker or he could be your starting 13. Tough as nails. Good defender, good running game, has an offload, has subtle ball playing. He's got it all, Reuben Cotter. We hold him in really high regard. He is one guy that I think over the next few years you could build a team around him. We talk about these high-end lock forward 13s that are sensational. I think Reuben Cotter has got the ability to be up there with the very best of these guys. He's definitely going to hold his own over the next few seasons. If you could get him now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you could sign him now, if you can convince him that there isn't a pathway there because Taumalolo is going to be 13, Reece Robson's going to be 9, wow, Reuben Cotter would be a great get for Wayne Bennett. Next guy I've got here is Mitch Dunn. He's obviously been at the North Queensland Cowboys for a couple of years. Big, tall frame, bit of a different body shape to your average forward. He's also got some really handy, silky ball skills, so he's another guy that I would be looking at. He probably wouldn't be a starting back role, but as a squad guy, good God, you could do much, much worse, and I think Mitch Dunn, he would love to have the opportunity to be coached by Wayne Bennett and to represent that Dolphin system under Bennett. So Mitch Dunn, he's a guy with a little bit more upside than your average back rower. I think he'd do really well there. The last guy is the son of Steve Price, Riley Price, up there at the North Queensland Cowboys. A little bit that I have seen, he looks like a talented footballer to me. He looks tough, compromising. He's obviously got great pedigree, the son of Steve Price. I think he'd be a really good get as well. He's a young guy you could bring through. I probably haven't seen as much of him as I have the other guys, but from what I've seen, he does look like he's going to tick some boxes and move the needle a little bit. He could be a young guy that you could grab there. Riley Price, son of Steve Price. That is the North Queensland Cowboys targets: Hylam Lukey, Reuben Cotter, Mitch Dunn, and Riley Price. These are the value guys that you could get. They will be sitting on Wayne Bennett's clipboard for the Dolphins. Now, we've got the Newcastle Knights. I've only got three names here. It's a bit of a weird squad up there at Newcastle at the moment. The three guys I've got, one is Dom Young. He's obviously come over from England. Looks like a high-end ability winger. Obviously, he's got a few defensive issues, and he's got a drop ball in him as well. So I'd be interested to see how it plays out for him over the next year or so. But if things do start to sort of fall apart a little bit at Newcastle with Mitch Pearce leaving, if he does or whatever, Connor Watson's gone. We don't know what's going to happen with KP. You could do much worse than to bring a Dom Young in. You'd probably get him at really good value. Give him the opportunity to become the player that he looks like he has the potential to become there. Simi Sasagi's another one that I would look at. I just think he's a good little footballer. I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar, but as a squad guy, I think you could get really good value out of him as well. The last name I've got written down here for the Newcastle Knights is Matt Croker. He's the third fella on the, 527, Jesus Christ, I've just forgotten the name. Kalen Ponga, Connor Watson, and him have their podcast. 257 Collective, sorry. Just went away from me for a second. Got my numbers mixed up. I think Matt Croker would be another good little value signing. Gets good meters. A good guy as well. Seems to be a really good clubman sort of fellow. A good locker room guy. So he's another guy you could get from Newcastle. They're the only three names I have written down there, to be honest. There could be, you know, an option to look at a Phoenix Crossland as well. A couple of guys there. Tex Hoy could be another one. But I'm not sure how much value you're going to get out of those guys finalised by then. But they're my Bulldogs, Broncos, Cowboys and Newcastle Knights, some of the value guys. The reality is all the superstars and all, you know, all the guns that everyone's talking about, they're going to make up 15 to 20% of this squad. The other 80% is going to decide whether this club is successful or not. And I think Wayne Bennett, he'll be out to get a bit of value in the market.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.